Big City Living. A. Carolina, 17, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
I live in Heliópolis, a favela in São Paulo. A favela is called a slum in English, so you can probably guess what it's like. Most favelas begin as illegal settlements, where poor workers built very simple homes, and Heliópolis is no exception. My house has three small rooms, and I live with my parents and two brothers, so we're cramped. A cousin from Rio de Janeiro recently asked me if I would prefer to live in a more attractive district. I suppose a larger house and a pretty street would be nice. But to me, Heliópolis is special because it has so much community spirit, and I don't think I'd find that anywhere else. The Heliópolis residents are warm and friendly and live well together. The problem is the discrimination we suffer from middle-class neighborhoods that look down on us.
B. Ben, 16, Sydney, Australia.
Sydney is a city on the water that is also close to mountains, so we have a great lifestyle here. Not many cities can combine urban living with such activities in the fresh air. I surf at the local beach, but I do have to be careful about sharks. They're a real threat. Another great thing about Sydney is the mix of different ethnic groups and cultures. Just in my street, there are families with backgrounds from Croatia, Lebanon, Vietnam, China, and India. That's typical in this city. My own grandparents came here from Wales in the 1960s. There are opportunities for everyone here and resources for immigrants and disadvantaged people. I think we're really fortunate to live in a metropolis that has so much to offer and so few of the problems that affect other major cities. I'd love to travel and see the world one day, but Sydney will always be home.
C. Allison, 16, New York City, USA.
New York has a reputation as a dangerous city. Personally, I've never been mugged, and I've never seen any kind of violence. But there are times when I do feel insecure. It really depends on what neighborhood I'm in. Some are worse than others, so I just have to be careful where I go and when I go there. For example, I wouldn't walk down a dark alley alone at night. It's just common sense to avoid certain places, and it's something you would do in any big city. On the plus side, though, there's a buzz and energy in New York that no other city has. You feel that things are happening here, and that you're part of something special. We New Yorkers like to think our city is the center of the universe. I'm sure some people would disagree, but for me, it truly is the most exciting city on Earth.
D. Petros, 17. Athens, Greece.
It's hard to describe Athens. For most foreigners, it's a city famous for its ancient ruins, but they don't see the gritty side. It has its fair share of ugly modern buildings and graffiti too. I suppose you could say it's a city of contrasts. Another thing that characterizes Athens are the pedestrian-only areas in different parts of the city. There are cafes, pastry shops, and restaurants with outside seating in these areas, but cars and motorbikes drive through them illegally. That kind of behavior is typical too. I find it pretty annoying, but there aren't enough police to stop them. Speaking of cafes, Athenians spend a lot of time there. It's another feature of Athenian life. Spending 2 or 3 hours over a coffee is acceptable, and no one is pressured to drink up and leave. Unlike other cities, we never drink coffee on the run. It has to be enjoyed, and preferably with friends.